It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network on this Jethro FM, wherever you are, all over this great state of Michigan, or in the world, because we have people all over the world that take our podcast, and you can too. Go to thegrillingguys.com and click on the little button you'll see, and bang, we'll send it to you. Guess what? No charge. It's on the house. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, also, thank you, Jop. Want to give a shout-out to Michigan Talk Network. We're on in Lansing on WJIM. They like us so much they play us twice.
Do they?
Saturday and Sunday.
Well,
and then, of course, the home of Ferris State College, Big Rapids, WBRN, a big stick of the north there. We got a lot of listeners up in that Big Rapids and Reed City area, of course, my stomping ground. So, and of course, you're a Ferris alum, and
yep.
And you serve on the alumni board and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
you've got to give back when you can, and this has just worked out. So,
you're a great group of people up there. You're good at giving back. You do a lot of charity work. But anyway, it's going to be a chilly show. But before we get into chilly, it's the chill is in the air.
Yeah.
And
kind of.
My game cams are going nuts.
Are they really?
I'm getting the bucks are all hanging out together, and they're hanging out right by my camera. So it's really cool. Really cool. Yeah, I'm getting excited.
So you turned it around so it views the right way then?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking.
Because you were getting nothing earlier.
Nothing.
All you got was tree bark. Yeah.
I know. There's a lot of pretty pictures of trees, and it's like, the deer are gone.
Yeah.
And then I did a little scouting, and I saw fresh hoof tracks here and there, and it's like, oh, they're moving this way now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I just spun it around, and
right.
Boom, they're everywhere.
Yeah, there you go.
They were hiding behind the camera the whole while.
Right, yeah, right. I guess that's what's happened. Yeah, I'm still trying to close my dang pool, and I want to get it down. I had a huge algae and phosphorus problem this spring when I opened it, so talked to a couple people.
Everybody did.
Read a little bit, and it was the reason was is the water wasn't cold enough yet. And that stuff, the algae grew, and then over the winter when it freezes, I don't know, I got an explanation. Long story short is, one, I got to balance it. Two, I got to wait till the water's 65 degrees to cool it down. And we haven't heated it, obviously, in weeks, but it's still hanging around 73, 74 degrees. So
I closed mine last weekend, and my daughter-in-law and a couple grandkids came over. We went and picked apples on Sunday. And she goes, it's going to be really nice all week. I wish you would have kept the pool open. And
right.
I'm thinking, yeah, I know, but I close it this weekend every year for a reason. And it's the leaves and I've got hickory nuts and all this stuff that wants to go in there. And,
right.
You know, I'm the guy that has to, I'm the maintenance man.
Yeah.
So
right.
You might want to swim, but
yeah,
you're going to have to use the hot tub.
Yeah. You got options. Right?
Yeah.
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 It's all good.
We're not limited.
Right.
But, starting to shoot, getting my, I guess my mojo going. I want to get those muscle memories going and just get to, you think you're a good shot. Over the years, you shoot so much, but you do lose it if you don't practice, like anything.
Yeah, you get older, and you're it's not the memory of your muscles. You don't have memory you had muscles is the problem.
Well,
so,
the strength.
Right.
The
yeah,
strength.
Yeah, exactly.
I shoot a 72-pound Bowflex compound bow, and if you're not in the right position when you pull back on that thing, you're gonna groan.
Yeah. Yeah, I use a crossbow now. Gotten had some accident and shoulders can't take that pull anymore. So.
Do you? You use a crossbow?
I have one.
You have one.
Absolutely. And I have not got it out yet to shoot.
One.
Right. Yeah. But.
Well, those you got to practice with too.
Absolutely. 100%. You got to practice with everything because last thing you want to do is not put a killing shot on and then you've got an ugly night of tracking. And then if you don't find it, pretty much your prize is gone. As
yeah.
Tim Sobey has told us many times.
4 hours.
Yep. 4 hours after the animal passes, you better have it cleaned out or you're going to start getting sour meat. So that's a big thing with hunters. So,
yes.
You know, put a killing shot on them, boys
yes.
and ladies. And, you know, everything will be good.
So you want to have. you want to have your plans ready if you're a deer hunter. And I know a lot of you are, because we get a lot of positive comments on social media from people that hunt and
right.
like to eat venison. Even if they don't shoot it, they like to eat it.
Right.
But it's a good time to start planning out your food.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't put food plots in or anything like that, but I do plan out the food for deer camp.
Yeah.
Because I'm also the chief cook. I organize camp. I cook camp. I set up camp. And I take care of a couple of old guys.
You're the kind of guy I'd like to go to camp with. Well, I just sit in the lawn chair. Bob, I'm hungry.
I think you have.
Right, yeah.
We've got stories.
Let me sit in this sunny spot so I warm up a little bit. I might even take a nap while you're setting up camp. Yeah.
But, you know, deer camp is what it is. You've got these guys you hunt with that you like to hunt with. And
right. Your boys do a little of that with you, too,
yes,
don't they?
This year in particular, we've got some cool trips planned. The thing I wanted to mention is, you know, you can set up a shared calendar with them. So if you're the organizer, you might want to do a shared calendar and, put your dates in there. So everybody knows what time you're arriving and what to bring. And you can just,
you sound like you're getting organized.
Group text is a biggie too.
Yeah. See, yeah. You know what? I'm not a big group text fan, and here's why. There's always a few people on there that the number shows up, but I don't know who it is. And because I don't have everybody in my address book, right? That sometimes I'll get on those and it's like, who am I talking to? I really don't even know.
But if you're in a group text, I mean, for hunting in particular, it's just your buddies, or in my case, my sons and son-in-laws. So they're all in there. Some will bother to look. I've got a couple of kids who maybe don't answer very quickly, and
that apple didn't fall far from the tree, right?
I don't know. I seem to answer.
Okay. Yeah.
But
we're busy. We're all busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't mean to kill your buzz. Keep going, brother.
No, I think you pretty much accomplished what you set out to do. Anyway, we're going to talk about chili today, and my lack of responses to Randy's texting. Incessant texting.
No, I'm good. I get more Bob than I need, so don't worry about me. We're good. We're all good. No, I'm kidding, of course. But so chili comes in a lot of different varieties. We're going to cover those throughout the show. But we used to get in a chili cook-off every fall, and we won it a couple times, and then we kind of petered out. And I don't know of any that are out there right now. I'm sure there's hundreds of them, but
yeah.
The problem that I had with a chili cook-off is that it's for bragging rights, and most of the people that are judging are strangers, right? And so you end up cooking a lot of chili for a lot of people you don't know.
And that one we used to do in Ada, a lot of fun teams.
Right.
But there was one team that won every year after a while, and they had the goofiest chili. But they gamed the system. They learned how to work the judging, and they had all these cute little girls running around helping people fill out their judge cards.
Yeah, right.
And so I just, you know, I'm all about the quality of the chili more so than, you know, trying to game the system.
Yeah, you won nothing. You want a little trophy, and then it collects dust in your garage or wherever you're going to do it. But it's just, you're right. It's the fall of the year. It's get out there. You crack it open in the morning at 5 a.m. You start cooking, and you're judging by 11, and you better have a great bowl of chili, right?
But that first year we did it, I think, was the best chili we ever made.
Yeah. Yeah. We
actually got invited to Nationals. That was a sanctioned cook-off.
Right.
And we did the math. I did the math on going out to Reno, and it was about $10,000.
Yeah.
And I wasn't feeling all that rich at
right,
the moment.
Yeah, right. I'm not.
I still don't.
Right. And one, I don't care about winning a national chili contest. We're not going to commercialize that. It would have been.
It would have been fun, though.
Right.
I mean, to experience it once. I mean, there had to be some awfully good chilies out there.
Right. Yeah. Probably better than ours, honestly. But would have been fun.
I doubt it.
Yeah, right. But anyway, your list of Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're going to talk ingredients in your chili next, because this is a time of year when a lot of the vegetable gardens are coming to an end, but this is the best time to collect vegetables for your chili. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.